From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is an extended episode of Insight. Our show is a bit longer than usual today so that we can talk with faith leaders across the region. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for staying with us. In Des Moines, Iowa yesterday, police officers kneeled and prayed with protesters in solidarity. And across the country, this was supposed to be a weekend when some people were able to return to their place of worship in person for the first time in weeks because of the pandemic. So faith leaders were already coping with the impact of COVID-19, and now here we are. I'd like to hear from, as I said, leaders across the region. On the phone with us is Pastor Dr. Tecoy Porter of the Genesis Church in Meadowview. Dr. Porter, so glad to have you with us today.
Well, so glad to be with you, Beth, and with your listeners.
Tell me what you're saying to people and what you're hearing from them in this space.
Wow, yeah. Well, really, what we're trying to say is we have to live through this. You know, the black and brown communities are facing a double pandemic. We were disproportionately impacted by the COVID-19. Crossed the threshold of 100,000 deaths in our nation. And then on top of that, you have this this other virus I call racism that we're dealing with in regards to police violence and just other types of violence upon all people. And so we're calling for, we support protests, we're calling for nonviolent protests, peaceful protests. But we have to recognize the anger and the frustration and the stress that this has put not just only Black America in, but then all of America.
Are people coming back into your church yet? I guess I don't know what situation you had this past weekend. And it's ironic because it's a time that I think people need and want to be together in prayer.
So true. While we did not hold an in-person service on this Sunday, I did hold a prayer rally on Saturday with a group of pastors, leaders, community leaders, and actually just community members. And we had about 100 or so that came out. We just held it in our parking lot, and we prayed. We prayed for our nation. We prayed for our city here in Sacramento. We prayed for the violence to cease, and then we called out against that sin of racism. We believe racism is sin, and so we're calling out, we're stepping out as a church, the big church, to come out against that.
In this show today, we reflected on the strife and the conflict of 1968, and here we are, of course, in 2020. What's your vision of the future and how far we realistically can come in, let's say, your lifetime or mine or the lifetime of the young protesters walking the streets now?
Right. It's funny that you say that because I have my oldest son is 21. I have two sons, 21 and 17. And they were looking at this and they were saying, they were asking the question, Dad, when is this ever going to end, this cycle of, you know, craziness, violence? You know, we're praying, we're protesting, but when's it ever going to end? And I told them, you know, I really didn't have a great answer. And but I said, but we all have a lot of work to do. And so I say the same thing to you and your listeners. We don't, you know, our answer lies in our faith, our answer lies in God. But then we as people of faith, we cannot be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. We're going to have to face the issues, and I'm going to say it again, I sound like a broken record, we have to confront this sin of racism. You know, we cannot ignore it as a big C church. We all have to attack it. We have to cry for peace, you know, and peace in all areas. You know, peace in our policing, peace in our, just how we deal with each other, you know. And so I envision the future to be a lot of work.
Well, I know you've got work to get to right now, but I so appreciate the time. Glad you could be with us on Insight. You and your family and your parishioners, you take care.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Pastor Dr. Tekoi Porter from the Genesis Church in Meadowview. Rabbi Nancy Wexler is on the phone now. She is with Congregation Beth Shalom in Carmichael, another prominent and strong voice in our community. Rabbi Wexler, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So Dr. Porter said he's talking about this other virus, the sin of racism. How are you talking to worshipers? What's the language you're using in this time?
Oh, my.
We might have lost the phone line there. Let's see if we can reestablish it with Rabbi Wexler. In the meantime, I'm wondering whether we have Pastor David Burke from Fremont Presbyterian with us. And we're also looking forward to speaking in a few moments with the Director of Religious Services at the Sacramento Area League of Associated Muslims. So let's go now to Pastor David Burke from Fremont Presbyterian Church. Pastor Burke, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Beth.
So COVID has hit many places of worship hard, including yours. Will you tell me about the conversation that's happening with people now? And I don't know whether your doors were open at all yet this weekend. Would you clarify that too?
Sure. Beth, if I can, before I do, I've been listening for the last hour or so and just wanted to know, everyone to know that my heart, our heart of our church is with our friends of color, Pastor Joy Johnson, Lynn Heron, Charles Stevens, Ephraim Smith and Tekoi Porter. I know that a conversation about reopening the church in the midst of what's going on in our nation and our city might be a conversation that might have to wait till a later time. But my heart is with them, and so we have not been open. We went to online services back on March 15th and have stayed that way ever since. And we do have a task force of healthcare professionals, administrators, doctors. We have a registered nurse on our church staff that's advising us about when it might be wise and reasonable to reopen. So we have not reopened and don't have a timeline for sure as to when we would reopen.
What do you sense people are in need of in terms of their prayer life, their spiritual life right now?
Well, I think one of the things that we've heard from people is they miss being together. The church isn't just a place where music and a message is given. We're not just, in the words of an author I've been listening to named Sky Jathani, we're not just another content provider, but we're supposed to be a community. And so I think people really miss being together, a loving community of people that have a common mission. So there are other ways of praying. There are other ways of delivering messages. It is hard to do music online and worship online. My family and I tune in to our services every Sunday in our living room, but it's not the same as being together in a place and lifting your voices.
Well, I thank you for your time and the message of solidarity, which I hear loudly and clearly. And before you go, can you tell me about the impact of COVID-19 cases on your worship community?
Mostly, we have not had any specific cases. Relatives and friends of members of our congregation have. I am good friends with Jeff Chapman, the pastor at Faith Presbyterian Church. He and I went to seminary together, and his was a church you may know that had some of the first cases
right here.
And we have not had any specific members that have dealt with this, but have heard of some relatives and friends that have dealt with it. But of course, we want to be a good neighbor in our community and do what's what's right, to love our neighbors well. And so we'll remain closed until it's a time when it's reasonable to open up.
That's Pastor David Burke of Fremont Presbyterian Church. Thanks again, Pastor Burke. And we do have Rabbi Nancy Wexler back on the phone with us. Hi, Rabbi Wexler.
Hi.
So let's get back to what I was asking about what people need to hear right now and how that conversation is going within your congregation.
You know, given the eruptions that have come up, I think that turning back to just talking about the pandemic is not hitting the target. I want to pick up on something that the first pastor said about sin and the sin of racism. In Judaism, there's a concept of sin called chet, which means missing the mark. And I cannot tell you how profound it is to be seeing our country missing the mark. This pandemic brought us all together, and yet this racism, this how we have missed the mark of healing that in our country is so exposed. In our congregation, we're communicating about the inequity of racism in the medical field and how the African-American community has been targeted with this illness because we don't have the health care that we need, and how this has just fueled what I see as an explosion of rage and grief. You know, community is not a place. Community is connection. And this morning I was speaking with one of my colleagues, Pastor Masia Evans, African-American Methodist minister, about how we need to not get distracted at the damage that's being done, but really, once those folks leave Sacramento, we are going to be able to see that we need to stand with our African-American brothers and sisters in community and strong solidarity. At Congregation Beth Shalom, we do a great deal of interfaith programming, and I feel that we have that connection.
Well, Rabbi Wexler, our time is short. We're going to post a link, and we're going to continue this conversation over the weeks ahead. I thank you so much for joining us today, and we're going to move along in the last minute that we have here to the Director of Religious Services at Sacramento Area League of Associated Muslims, Imam Amur Dabur. And Imam, thanks for joining us right now at this moment.
Thank you, Beth. It's my pleasure.
We just have a very short amount of time, but can you tell me a message that you want to give to your worshipers right now?
The message I will give to my worshipers and I will share with the nation is the same message that I did share with my congregation this last Friday online, live streaming, as we have been doing since the mid-March, is a message of justice. I believe in order for us as a nation to get out of that, amongst other things that are not acceptable, which really represent a challenge not only for the specific minority of African American or Muslims or other groups, I think the solution for all of that is for justice to be served. And nobody here is speaking against the police in general. Those are the people who are the law enforcement, are taking care of us, are defending us, and they also deserve protection. But when things get out of control, when justice is not served, we see consequences like that. If I may quickly give the example of the three Muslims who have been shot four years ago in North Carolina in a cold blood in their apartment, and then the killer, he admitted, and then for the justice to take 5 or 6 years, that is too long. That leads to a lot of heat in there. So I think, investigation need to take place and just need to be served so we can achieve the balance and justice and move on.
Imam, I appreciate having your voice and your message on our show today. Thank you so much for joining us on Insight.
Thank you, Beth. My pleasure.
Peace be with you and be safe. And thank you to all of you for joining us for this extended episode of Insight. There's much more news at capradio.org. I'm Beth Ruyak. It is a full first day of June. So be safe and thanks for joining us.